Well, this is something as gruesome as it sounds and as sad of a tragedy that these events are. I can't say that I'm surprised. There's information from eyewitnesses, and these are prisoners who were in the Abu Salim as well as in the Tajura and Ain Zara prisons. These political prisoners were freed by the revolutionaries in the last 3 days. Eyewitness reports, even some pictures that have emerged now of bodies of the prisoners who have been massacred in the last few days. Indications of up to 100 to 140 people that have been massacred in the Abu Salim prison alone over the last few days. Also, we have some reports from some of the eyewitnesses that I spoke to myself indicating that some of the prisoners were executed or were killed under torture in the last 4 to 5 months since these prisoners were taken into custody. A lot of eyewitnesses indicating torture such as electrocution, such as sleep deprivation, whipping, heavy beating with sticks and metal items, even things that are just too gruesome to describe that were carried out on these prisoners that were taken by Gaddafi's forces during the revolution. So this is something that very gruesome, very sad stories to hear. Some of the political prisoners that I accompanied out of Tripoli back to Benghazi, they show a lot of signs of psychological damage. People who are, they're not able to speak. They're in shock still. A lot of them showed me the torture on their bodies from the electrocution. One of the prisoners actually tried to lynch him. Luckily for him, the actual cord, the linchpin, broke, and he was able to escape death, by hanging. He showed me the marks on his neck from the rope that was used, and this was done in the district of Tawarga, which is south of Misrata, and many, many, many other stories that are, surely will be told to the media and to the world to hear of the gruesome tactics used by Gaddafi's forces on the people who have spoken out against this regime.